This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
6 days away from the draft, and we are ready to get this thing rolling.
The Buffalo Bills select.
Touchdown Buffalo, Josh Allen.
Mike Danger.
People sleuthing the stream, wondering where Gene disappeared to when it just coincidentally baseball writer called in.
Gene Battaglia.
You're not going to see me flying high. I'm just telling you, Mike. I'm a new man. I'm a new fan.
I'm Chuck McDowell.
Oh, yeah. Trent Baalke farted yesterday.
Excuse me. Was that wrong?
The Pegulas selling every team except for the Buffalo Bills.
My God, the misinformation flying around right now. Lying season is well underway.
You've got the NFL draft, the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Amherst hockey.
The Cleveland Monsters.
Cleveland.
Noah Oslin will be in the lineup tonight.
Oh, hello. This is Robert. Sometimes you refer to me as the baseball guy.
Oh, baseball writer.
I'm on my way to Syracuse. Have you heard about this concert?
The boss was in Syracuse.
Baseball writer took his shirt off and he was twerking.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Happy hour in the sports bar. Appreciate you stopping by. 95.7 FM, AM 950. We sound our best in the free to download Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. You can also get us on your smart device when you ask it simply to play 95.7 The Fan. If you're watching the video stream today on our YouTube channel, The Fan Rochester, or on Twitch, when you search out The Fan Rochester, I have to apologize for my appearance. I look like a sloppy mess.
It's not a scratch and sniff either, thank God.
Mm. Well, we should do some housekeeping here because we've got some chirping happening from the peasantry, our regulars Twitter.
I've got an update, too, to the Todd Walsh interview, which a lot of people are reacting to, but go ahead.
All right, Peter. So we'll start with Peter because he feels like Peter tweets, I feel like Mike Danger is using the One Thing initiative to see if he can do future dad runs without showering at Gene Battaglia and the Fan Rochester.
Danger is pushing my buttons with the dad runs and not showering and whatever. One of our sales managers, Tim, if you're listening, sometimes you come in and you smell.
Oh, he comes in on his bike.
Yeah, and dude, in the summer, don't do that. Like if you're doing it like on a Friday afternoon, nobody's here, that's fine. But I don't want to come in and smell your BO. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe you might be right, Peter. You may be onto something. Gene hasn't complained once about me. I don't think I'm ripe. I just think I'm dirty right now. I don't think I smell. I just think I'm dirty.
It wasn't a break of sweat day. Yeah, it really was.
I just got rained on and I'm muddy and I'm dirty and my feet are wet. And that's kind of what I'm dealing with here today, Pete. But you might be onto something. Gene, if you can handle this, maybe you can handle me taking a dad run and rolling up to the sports bar at 2:59.
No, in a drop sweat. No, you're you and Peter and everybody else baiting me.
Brian, East Hilton, Brian. That's East Hilton, my neighborhood.
There's no such place as East Hilton. You live in Greece.
Stop it.
I live in Greece.
I don't say North Greece. I say East Hilton.
I'm
an East Sider. Stop it. I'm an East Sider, and so is Brian. We're East Siders.
You live in West Greece, then.
We're East Siders. Damn it. Three Mo's in so far. Now, see, nobody wants somebody coming in here bragging, Brian, three Mo's in, and I haven't even done one. I got my nephew showing up to the house this morning to get on the school bus, popping off. Yo, Uncle Chris, when are you going to mow the lawn? Hey, you stay in your lane.
Yeah.
All right. You're 11. Get over there and you get on the school bus. You little runt. You're telling me I got to mow. Yeah, I know I got to mow. I'm working on something here. I'm going to try and get it up to the knees. That's, you know, see, we're going to test that mower deck. We're going to see how high we can raise that thing. Appreciate you reaching out, Brian. Now to Todd Walsh, who just joined us in the sports bar. And if you missed it, fantastic conversation with voice of the Arizona Coyotes. You host the pre and the post game. Think of, if you watch the Sabres, he's Brian Duff to the Arizona Coyotes as Brian Duff is to the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah, right? But Coyotes actually send Tom Walsh on the road. Not that, you know, like
sure.
the Sabres, I wish they would continue to do that, but
right.
Walsh has been here, there, everywhere.
Right. Chuck Munchia Pet, that's our buddy Greg, reaching out at the Fan Rochester. You can hear the sadness in Todd's voice.
Yeah, and I'm kind of honored that we got to do the last interview with it because it's kind of like a funeral. You don't want to talk it over and over and over and over and over again. And yeah, for him to give us the last interview.
Yeah, I like to think about what could be next, like where out of this problem lies the future opportunity. And Todd, boy, he just comes off as somebody that's going to be fine. I think he's going to be fine, whether it's with the team as they move to Utah or somewhere else. He's certainly proven through his actions that he's worthy of that role with an organization. Pete also chiming in, love the Todd Walsh interview on the Fan Rochester. Get him a job in the NHL.
Yeah, it's funny, Pete, like when Todd is talking about this and at the end, he's given all the things that he loves about Rochester. And that is the one thing we do have here that when you leave, you don't. We have great places to eat. And he brings up a good friend of the show, Evan Shoots Apple Mill. Yeah. We just had Evan, like we're talking soccer.
Saw Evan earlier this week.
Yeah, because his wife is the RIT women's soccer coach. And like Evan heard it. So, like, Evan, like, yeah. So, we're trying to figure out, we're going to try to pull off a stunt where we mail him donuts. Give Todd, like, Todd, okay, listen, you're going through a tough time, buddy. He's going to get a little package from Shoots.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's all class. And if you didn't see Todd's send-off, take the 5 minutes, find it online, and check it out. It's emotional. It's powerful. It's got a little Rochester flavor in there. He's got roots from Rochester. He's a graduate of Webster Schrader and has done well for himself out there in the desert, working with the Coyotes and various other. I mean, he's done all of them. He's done all the sports properties out there.
Yeah, and he gave some great advice, too, and it was this. Just if you want to get into this business or any business, access. Just be close to the action, intern, learn things, just kind of, it's a people business. That's the bottom line, whether it's communications or you want to get into sports, okay? You're not going to get hired because you're looking at a computer resume and over a screen. No, it's because you know somebody and you're just kind of experiencing things together.
Make connections, show up, say yes. I'm fairly certain that translates well to pretty much any field that you want to explore if you're up and coming. But in media and in what we do, if you show up and say yes, that's 80% of what we're all looking for, right? Like if you've got a good attitude, a good head on your shoulders, you show up, you say yes, you make yourself available and you become valuable. I mean, it sounds like that's exactly what the path that Todd took to achieve what he's achieved in the Phoenix area.
And by the way, boss is listening where I said he smells and everything. So,
hey, I'm not here Monday, then that's why. So,
Who said what?
Oh, Tim. When I said,
Okay. Yeah. So sometimes Tim, listen. I'm in the office next to him. I'm not saying I can smell him through the wall, but I know that smell. That's the smell of somebody who rides their bike to work. Is it BO? It's kind of a combination of BO and just the environment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, this time of year, you're bringing in the environment. People would be nice, oh, you were outside.
You can tell.
Yeah.
You can absolutely tell. So I don't know that it's necessarily BO or it's his fault, but if you are riding your bike, you're going to get the environment on you. That wind is going to hit you, and that's good. You're going to carry that around. It's a delicate balance, but I'm still saying, I kind of think set a tone, I think a little dad run, scheduling a dad run right before the show. When the weather gets nicer here, Gino, you might be surprised. There might be some days where I come in here just fresh and ripe from a dad run.
You continue to try to bait me. And for folks that are not watching today on YouTube or Twitch, he's got this big S eating smile. Like, you're full of it. You're not going to do it. And if you did it, you would just do it to just, you know, rub me the wrong way. That's all.
Why would it rub you the wrong way? Why does my hygiene affect you? How does it affect you in any way?
Because it's not like Spisano and Sandy, where they're not in the same room much of the time. We are like, I can't reach over and touch you, but we're pretty close here, dude.
Well, at some point, maybe we'll be in separate studios.
Maybe that's where this is leading to. When I got up this morning, like, oh no, this Nighthawk rumor story. Went to bed last night, looking at the Tim Graham tweet, and the Tim Graham tweet was basically, "Hey, none of these teams are for sale." But if somebody asked about the Nighthawks, yeah, they would listen.
I think what we're finding out is that Terry Pegula is doing everything in his power to offset the expense of a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. The most gangster move you can pull is being an NFL owner, where you build a stadium and you don't have to pay for it. You profit. You get the benefit. You ain't paying for it. Taxpayers are paying for it. A record amount of tax dollars going into that new stadium. PSLs will pay for it. We talked a little bit about what those are going for. It's a little bit of a sticker shock if you're a Bills fan, season ticket holder, and you've checked out the Bills experience. And today's news kind of cements it. How do you offset the rest of the cost? Let's give up a chunk of the franchise. Let's have somebody come in here and get a quarter of what we do. We'll still have control. It'll still be our team.
So I get that. And it's a brazen move to do this. You hold on to this, say 20, and it's just a round number. As Graham has pointed out, like 25%, it could be a little more, it could be a little less, but you're not going to be in control. But that is equity with a capital E. Name me things in the world where you're going to be guaranteed a return on investment. Yeah. Being an NFL owner, that is an NFL. Look at when Jerry Jones bought the team back then and looked where they are now. Does anybody have any evidence that this is going to go in the opposite direction?
No. That stadium is operating, they're going to be printing money.
It is the most exclusive club, dare I say, in the world, to be one of the 32 most wealthiest individuals. Why would the Bills allow for, why would Terry Pegula do that now? Your 25%, again, round number, now is worth a lot of money. 10 years from now is going to be worth a heck of a lot more.
Yeah. Because you know why he'd do it? Because somebody will do it.
I'm hoping it's somebody with Rochester roots. I'm hoping it's somebody with Western New York roots. It doesn't matter in the end, but it'll be interesting. I am going to be very curious as to who buys in. And here's why. Because over the years, what was funny is to kind of, you know, do your homework here on the whole Nighthawks story, I went back and I watched the introductory press conference of these new owners of the Rochester Nighthawks, Terry and Kim Pegula. And it's like the date of this is September 13th, 2018, and they get the award of the expansion franchise. And then they realize, oh, and yeah, for more comments, here's Bruce Popko. I'm like, oh my gosh, that guy. I forgot about that guy. Like, the Pegulas, if you don't do your job, if you are somebody that Terry Pegula doesn't like, they've shown that time and time and time again. Minority owners, different danger. They're there.
Yeah.
They're not going anywhere.
Right. This was part of Terry Pegula's comments from the introductory press conference when they purchased the Nighthawks.
It will have the Nighthawks legacy and we're very proud to contribute again to the Western New York and the Rochester community by keeping the team here.
Now, he used the word contribute there. And it feels almost as if the Nighthawks were like a charitable cause. Like Rochester is a charitable cause. Like we're contributing to the community. It wasn't an investment as much as it was a donation. Right?
Yeah. That's what we kind of felt. And so to me, what would the Nighthawks go for? And Greg, I appreciate this. He pointed out that Joe Tsai bought that Las Vegas expansion franchise for $10 million. Eh? Like if St. Louis or wherever was rumored to want to buy the Nighthawks and move it, the Bengals are not going to run the team. They would probably sell it. That never made any sense to me. So the Nighthawks did today what we were all kind of hoping for, just putting out the statement, denying that this team is going anywhere. They are selling tickets for next season. What the statement doesn't say is about the team being for sale.
Yeah, the statement does not say that the team isn't for sale. And on a day where he's willing to part with 25% of the Buffalo Bills, I think everything is on the table. I'm not really sure. I mean, I know the stadium is a massive, massive expense, obviously. But then what else about the Pegulas and their current lifestyle and situation do you think leads to them looking for ways to cut, leads to them looking for ways to shave a few million here, a few million there, or gain a few million here, a few million there? Certainly the Sabres are a question, right? Like, I look at how that team is built. I look at how that team is run. You look at how night in and night out the arena isn't capacity. It's not like it's not making money, but it's probably not making the kind of money they need it to make.
Are the overall cash poor, and we've seen them shut down things that maybe weren't making money to their desire. And the idea what set the alarm off and got me a little nervous was, well, if you couple that with, hey, we're not running the arena anymore.
Yes. The arena statement from a couple of weeks ago was step one. And now you've got the rumors, and that leads to the publicly saying that they're looking for a minority partner in the Buffalo Bills. Man, that's something. And I, having lived through a similar medical situation as what Kim Pegula has been going through, it's tough. It's a drain. I don't know, you know, what her care is like, but I imagine it's top of the line, and it isn't cheap. And I'm not saying that that's part of why this, but it might be a factor.
Well, I think it's kind of fair to put out that the Nighthawks got saved originally because we're Kim's hometown. Like that's part of the equation. If you're going to have the Amerks here, let's do something for the community. Like, you don't buy the Rochester Americans or any of these teams to make money in minor league sports. You're doing it because you have other reasons you want to give back. That's the bottom line.
Right. Again, to go back to the original press conference, it felt like more of the Pegulas making a donation rather than making an investment. But the good news is, the Nighthawks aren't going anywhere right now. Next season, they will be here. Season tickets are on sale. Continue to support the Rochester Nighthawks. Support them with everything you have if you value having a pro lacrosse team in our town. Otherwise, who can say?
Yeah, because we kind of went through this. And look, 10 years ago, we might have said women's soccer, oh, please roll my eyes. You had like Abby Wambach and Marta and everybody else coming through here.
And it's a thing.
It's a thing. And we had that.
Yeah.
And we also had a good soccer team playing in that. So things,
it's a thing.
Things can kind of disappear. Now, I will say this about the Nighthawks. It's not like they're, but looking at the attendance figures, down in Dallas, they're only drawing 2,800. It's not like the league said, hey, move this. No, that's not it at all. Things are kind of going over here. Problem with the Nighthawks, I'll say it, their goalie got hurt and their defense sucks. And right now, they could win the last two, danger, but they would need a lot of help. Go out on Sunday. That would be my advice. Go to the game. It's kids' day. Just have some fun. The Nighthawks are a thing where you're not entertained. You know, like, there's going to be
hits. Oh, it's a scene. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Absolutely. And it would be a shame to see another one of our franchises pull up stakes and go to potentially greener pastures in a bigger city, a bigger market. Although Grand Rapids,
no,
that was lateral move.
That was
St. Louis. I get it.
Well, how do these rumors start, Danger? They don't start here. Hi, I'm Joe. I'm the owner of the Grand Rapids Griffiths. Can I buy your team? Like, literally, that's how things start. Mm. Not from here. So you know what, Grand Rapids, and to the radio station that was reporting this was happening, screw you. Literally.
Well, we'll see what goes down with the Buffalo Bills here now with them putting out their own statement mentioning that they're looking for a partner up to the tune of 25%. But if you can do it, if you have the means, man, NFL ownership, biggest gangsters in the world. What? It's a heist. It's an absolute heist. You're not double dipping. You're not, you're triple dipping. You're quadruple dipping. It's all hands in to get this stadium built. And the person that's going to come out of it, not having spent any of their own money, is the guy that's going to profit from it afterwards.
And here's also part of this too, why the 25% they're going to get how much money for this. How many times do you see a new owner in the league? Hey, you know what? They were also a minority investor in XYZ. Like, for example, the Browns owner or the, like, how many times? So if you want in the league, what better way to kind of get vetted here if you're going to buy? It's going to be fascinating. How many people are reaching out to this investment firm right now saying, I want in?
You know who's going to, you know who I would put in that list? Western New York native. Has ties to the NFL. Big name. Hasn't spent any of his earnings as a player.
What are you talking about, Gronk?
Gronk. Could Gronk come in?
Dude.
Does he have the kind of money?
No.
No?
No, we're not talking
that
about...
That family has money.
They don't. What is 25% of the Buffalo Bills? I'll tell you. Could you get a billion? No, you couldn't get that. Other franchises are going for four. You could get... Think about this. They bought the Bills for $1.2 billion. They could almost like
recoup what
almost
they
recoup
with
that
one movement of a quarter ownership, a quarter partner, a quarter
that,
partnership.
Listen, that is the definition of wealth.
It's yes, it's but it's man, it just makes me like I already feel gross. I was working in the mud today. Now I feel even more gross just thinking about this. This is man, this is a jack. This is a it's robbery. It's unbelievable. And somebody will do it. Somebody will do it. You're right, Gino. Somebody will do it and somebody will get their foot in the door. That stadium will be built and Terry and Kim Pegula will have not had to put any of their own money into it. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Danger, if we may, because we're talking to Todd Walsh, we're getting so many things, so much reaction to this. As Todd is talking to us, and he did this while Gary Bettman and Alex Marullo are giving their own press conference out in Arizona, talking about this land deal or whatever. So Alex Marullo is in front of them, you know, in front of people. This is Alex Marullo when asked kind of a very basic question here. And the question is, hey, you're moving the team. When do
Seattle?
When do teams get their when are we going to get our ticket? Which I think is a valid question here. When do you get your ticket refund? Here is Alex Marullo.
Look at it and we'll address it immediately. Just let me give me a chance to breathe a little bit. Just it's been very like Gary said, it's been overwhelming.
Give me a chance
to breathe.
Yes, you're such a victim. Shut up.
Give me a chance to breathe.
Yeah, I'll give you your money back. Let me hold on a second here.
Hold on. Hi, I'm the district attorney or like the whoever it is in Arizona. You took money. You have to give the money back. Give me a chance to breathe. Can I play this again? This is unbelievable. Hey, when are you going to send the refunds for season tickets?
We'll look at it and we'll address it immediately. Give me a chance to breathe a little bit. Just, it's been very, like Gary said, it's been overwhelming.
Take of the year. Give me a chance to breathe. I just tanked the organization. Give me a chance to breathe, all right? I'm dealing with some stuff over here.
Oh, gosh. The look on Bettman's face is just like, oh.
Yeah, even Bettman. Even somebody Bettman as terrible as Bettman like, is like, this, we got to get this guy out of here. This guy's the worst.
Yeah, Lance Lysowski putting this out. This guy is a disaster. Hope the NHL doesn't let him anywhere near one of its teams again.
You know how, you know one of the things that he's invested in as well, right?
No idea.
Our industry.
Oh.
He owns radio stations in Los Angeles, and I think in the Arizona, I think in Arizona as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's
wow.
That's where we're headed, pal. Give me a chance to breathe. I mean, come on, come on. I know you want your money back, and I kind of, you know, steered the car off the road just a little bit, but give me a chance to breathe. Can't you see I'm struggling over here? What a clown. An absolute clown. Man, if they get hockey back in the desert and that guy's involved, forget it. It's why?
Well, that was interesting.
Why would you do that?
Because, like, we were kind of led to believe, all right, this is just to kind of buy time to get the new arena up. And in 3 years, and when Todd Walsh was laying this out, I'm like, why wouldn't they wait to see if the land auction is like, you got to understand. The NHLPA was never going to allow Mullet Arena. Mullet Arena, like, literally the visiting dressing room was so makeshift, it just had kind of the drop curtains and everything around it. Like, you can't do that.
No, these are professionals. They have a standard. And, you know, for as much as Todd was talking about how hockey players will carry their own bags and they're cut from a different cloth, yes, but there's still a standard that needs to be set when you're a professional league. And that ain't it. That ain't it. It was interesting to hear Todd's perspective that it was novel at first. And then you started to hear the visiting teams chirp about it. And then when you started to hear the home team complain about it, that's when you started to get nervous, like, uh-oh, this isn't going well. But, you know, give him a second to breathe here, because he's just, I'm sure he didn't hear any of those complaints or do anything to try and, you know, fix the issues with the organization. Give him a second. Just give him a chance to breathe, Gino.
Okay, wait a second. There's more.
Oh, God. What else did this clown say?
Oh, my gosh. This is... Here, I just got to play this.
And in fact...
Oh, let me
over the past year, because I don't like the media. And in fact, it's funny. I own 2 TV stations in Los Angeles, 5 radio stations in Los Angeles, and I have never once been on any radio or any TV. I don't like the media.
I don't like the media, but I own TV and I own radio stations in Los Angeles. I hate the media. What is this guy's deal, man?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. And that's the kid. That's the son.
Yeah. Oh, that's the kid. Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
Boy, the kid is always the one that just like drives into the ground.
That's right.
Yeah, it's either that, like, what is my news feed here on Friday? It's either terrible former Arizona Coyotes owner, or who's out there and he's not even wearing pants. He wants to show his cut legs. Taking batting practice today in Pittsburgh with the Pirates. He's your new quarterback, number 3. Mr. Unlimited.
Oh, cornball. Of course. Yeah, are there cameras around? Of course there's cameras around.
Of course.
He's taking some cuts with the Buccos.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say the other thing that's showing up in your feed, and I've been waiting, man. I've been patient. We've gotten 2.5 hours, and I haven't brought it up once.
We're not there yet. You know, we still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet. We'll do that on Monday.
All right. That moved pretty quick. If you missed it, listen again. Listen carefully.
We're not there yet. You know, we still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet. We'll do that on Monday.
Somebody else added that last one.
Yeah, that's the Dandalorian being cheeky.
Yeah.
Adding a little added effect. That is... That is as impressive a performance as you're going to see on the field, off the field. That's Trent Baalke, GM of the Jacksonville Jaguars, addressing the media yesterday and letting one rip right in the middle of his press conference. Look, I know I'm 12 years old, Gino. You know, I have a very juvenile sense of humor. Farts are and will always be hilarious to me. And he owned it. Which I love. He apologized. He barely lost a beat. That's impressive. That's impressive work by the GM of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Almost as impressive as, I think, still the GOAT of farting on command, Phil Simms and Jim Nantz back in the day. You remember this?
Field goal try.
Yeah, and got to remember the win. We've talked about that, and I think it's warmed up, though, Jim, just to talk about the atmosphere of the game. Yeah. What do you think? Are you warmer now than you were earlier in the game? Or are you just numb?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm worried about you.
It it's a visual, so it's a hard thing. You don't hear it in that clip.
Is he waffing it?
He says the wind, and as he says the wind, he does the waft with his hand in the direction of Nance. Phil Simms is farting on Jim Nance, and he talks about the heat and, you know, the temperature and the wind direction, and you can see the look of disgust on Nance's face as he gets up and walks away from the shot. I'm worried about you, but Simms is loving it. Simms knows exactly what he's doing and wafting it just as he's saying the word wind, throwing it in Nance's direction.
That Jim Thomasula, the Niners, did this, but he didn't own it. Like, and for Balky, look good. What is Balky up there? He is doing what every other GM is doing right now, every other head coach, every other NFL personnel guy. Lying. It is the season of lying. It's a week of lying leading up to the NFL draft. Nobody is telling you the truth, but you know what doesn't lie? A fart. A fart. Farts. Is right there. Yeah. You farted, and you have to own it.
Yeah, you have to. There's no dog there. There's no duck underneath your chair. You're owning that, and he did. He barely missed a beat. He apologized, kept going. That is weight. That is gravitas.
See, would that have come to light, though? Because it's not a big one, but you can make it out. But it would have been like, did he fart or not? I think that was a fart. But the fact that he owned it,
it's fairly significant. Yes, the apology. I don't know that if he doesn't apologize, if he doesn't say excuse me, I don't know listen closely and you tell us.
We're not there yet. You know, we still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
I mean, okay. Like when you do a lie detector test, maybe that was the truth. Cause like, isn't the whole lie detector test danger is like you're clinching. So like if he's comfortable. He's letting him rip. He's not lying.
He is comfortable.
Yeah, he's not lying.
That is some fantastic work by the Jags GM. Do we have two take of the year nominees in less than a half an hour?
This is fantastic.
I think Balky and Muello are both take. I mean, give me a minute here, guys. I know you want your money back, and I know I drove this team into the Grand Canyon, but just give me a second. I'm going through some stuff. I hate the media. What a clown! Unbelievable.
I will say you are right about one thing. Indeed, you are 12.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I saw that Balky fan, I'm like, okay, we'll be talking about that in the 5 o'clock.
I can be predictable at times.
But can you imagine, like, would Brandon, see, Bean is so buttoned up, he would never let one rip.
Oh, like I think, that in that format. In that format, probably not.
No.
But I have a feeling behind closed doors. I mean, most dudes, let's face it.
Oh my gosh, Josh.
Most dudes hold you in high regard if you can pull off those kind of moves.
Yeah, like, Josh Allen in the locker room, he's letting him rip.
Of course.
He doesn't care.
Of course. He's probably, you know, he probably knows the shout song. He could probably fart the shout song. All right, guys, we're going to figure out who's going to be captain of the Bills this upcoming season. We're going to have auditions. Who can come closest to farting? Hey. Wow, Josh. Impressive. Put the C on your chest again. All right, we are late. We got to take a break. We got to come back with a round of shots next.
That story was certainly a good one. We've got other stories. The Amherst, the Nighthawks, nothing to worry about, Nighthawk fans. Everything is fine. And this crazy story involving the Colorado Rockies under investigation by the FAA. What in the world is this about?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Last call coming up as well. 585-866-4FAN if you want to get a shot in before we close up shop at 6. 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
The Rochester Nighthawks are not going anywhere. In a statement given to The Fan Rochester, the recent rumors and speculation about the Rochester Nighthawks are not true. The Nighthawks playing at Georgia tonight. They finish up the regular season Sunday at home against Philadelphia. Also, from the Pegulas today, they're going to sell part of the Buffalo Bills, a team putting out a statement saying the Pegulas will remain in control of the team. No other team is for sale. The Amherst tonight, it's the final home game of the regular season, taking on Cleveland, 7 o'clock for the coverage with Don Stevens and Andrew Mossbrooks. The Rochester Red Wings, rain's going to hold off tonight. They'll get the game in as Toledo is the opponent. One game in the majors today, the Cubs get the win over the Marlins 8-3. Yankees tonight playing in Tampa Bay, the Red Sox playing down in Pittsburgh. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Bills fans, Odyssey is your home for football. Stay up to date on everything Bills, no matter where you are, with the Odyssey app and the sports leader, The Fan Rochester.
All right, we've got Amherst hockey coming up tonight on The Fan Rochester, 7 o'clock. Cleveland, the opponent at Blue Cross Arena. Did you say that we had how many people in attendance tonight?
That would be 9,000.
Nine times.
9,000 tickets have been sold out as this morning, so the barn should have a great atmosphere. As we mentioned, Cleveland, the opponent, a win for the Amherst in regulation, and they're going to be guaranteed home ice, either the first or second seed in the Eastern, make that the North Division, which would give them, again, home ice. Amherst tied right now with Syracuse in the standings for first. Now, the Crunch, they finish out with a home-and-home against Utica tonight and tomorrow, which means the Amherst get Utica on the back end of the 3-3 Sunday in Central New York, and we got the call tonight at 7 here on The Fan.
Looking forward to that.
Final week in the regular season for the Nighthawks. They play in Georgia tonight. They're back home against Philadelphia on Sunday. Now, the team is 6-10. There is a small chance he still can get into the postseason, but they're going to need a lot of help, and certainly they got to win both games. As we've been discussing here in the sports bar, you don't have to worry anything about the future of the team putting out a statement dismissing the speculation.
Okay, lots of speculation, and I think the speculation is probably somewhat warranted when you see what the actions of ownership lead you to believe that everything is on the table when you're putting it out there that you want to get an investor 25% of the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, you're looking for ways to generate revenue, and you can't dismiss the Bandits, the Nighthawks. You can't dismiss any of it.
Well, no. If somebody says they want it, okay, at what price? Now, the statement also reads that no other property is for sale. That's the statement today. You know, it's fluid, as they say. And who is going to be this minority partner? Are they going to have some sort of voice? We don't know the minority partners around the NFL. We should kind of point that out. This is fairly common in the NFL that you're going to have. Heck, how many do they have? They have like 100. Ross does down with the Dolphins. I mean, teams have minority partners. So this is just going to raise some quick cash.
Danny Wegman on line one. Terry, you got to take this call.
Would Galisano want part of it?
I don't know, man.
There's so many people in our town that have money that we don't know about. That's the best. Like, you know,
you're right. Galisano, man, for what it's worth, that guy, and we know it here locally, I forgot about how involved he is in children's hospitals in Florida. I was driving around Naples and I see his name on everything.
Yeah, go to Syracuse. He's like, yeah, he does a lot. And we're grateful he's from our town. couple big changes coming up in college football. Any other day we're talking about this.
Yeah, right.
One in which it's going to make they're going to make it look more like the pro game. Helmets now will have communication devices, and the rule will be exactly the same as the NFL. There will be one player in offense. Of course, it's going to be the quarterback, and one player in defense that will be given the green dot that will allow them to receive the radio communication. We are also going to have a two-minute warning at the end of each
episode.
The two-minute warning, they say, is not going to result in any additional TV timeouts.
Okay. What it'll result in is a stoppage, and they'll move things around, but they will find a way to get more out of that. There's another break in there somehow.
Yeah, and I'm all for making that kind of more like the pro game.
That's yes, I am as well. I am not for prolonged. I mean, college football games are long, man. They are long.
They need to look at other ways. And I now, don't have 4 hours.
Yeah, and now you've got the 2 minute warning in there, which will make it longer. I'm not complaining about it. I like that it's going to be more like the pro game, but man, I wish they could tighten up the college presentation a little bit.
Finally, this is stupid, I may say, on so many levels. The Federal Aviation Administration and United Airlines, like they need any more bad press, are both investigating an incident involving the Colorado Rockies during a chartered flight from Denver to Toronto. So there was a video post, it's been deleted, and in it, Rockies hitting coach Hensley Mullins, the former Yankee, seen sitting in the pilot's seat in the cockpit while the plane is in flight.
Oh.
And in it, he writes, had some fun in the cockpit on our flight from Denver to Toronto. Thanks to the captain and the first officer of our United Charter that allowed me this great experience.
Ooh, you can't do that? That's not good.
Is that wrong? Huh? United Airlines says, since apologized, the FAA has opened up their investigation. The pilots in question are not going to be allowed to work until things are cleared.
I always think that pilots, you know, Gene, you might have a bad day. I might have a bad day. Pilots can't have a bad day.
No, they can't.
You're not allowed to have a bad day. You had a bad day if you thought it was a good idea. Nothing good ever happens when you hear the phrase in a since deleted tweet. The since deleted tweet or the since deleted update, always since deleted video, nothing good. Nothing good comes after that.
I would like to think that that wasn't the first time this has happened in the history of the world, but for Hensley Mullins to put that out there, you moron.
Oh, why wouldn't he? He was very excited. Don't you get excited when something cool happens in your life? You got to share it with the world. Did it really happen? If you don't share it on social media, Gino, don't you know how this works?
Can I just say this? Too much information, but if you know, Hensley Mullins, if you put me in the cockpit while flying the plane and everything by myself, I'd be terrified.
Oh, no question.
I would be terrified.
I don't want that. I don't want that on me.
I would be absolutely sick to my stomach. No. I could not do that.
Right. And maybe there's more to this. We don't know. Maybe Mullins is like studying to be a pilot or training to be a pilot. Don't know.
You can't do that though.
You still can't do it.
You can't do that. We're going to let a civilian in and fly the plane?
Can't have a bad day if you're a pilot.
Oh, wow.
Can't have a bad day if you're a pilot.
What was the exchange here? Hey, you want some tickets here to the Jays game tonight? Here you go, bud.
Why the hitting coach? Hey, Chris Bryant, come on over here. Take a cut at this, buddy. You want to try landing this bad boy? Let's go.
Not great. And then you want to talk about bad baseball too. Like the White Sox are terrible. They're 3-15. The Rockies are 4-15.
Yeah, not great at all. Last call next at 866-4326. We'll set you up for your sports weekend. 585-866-4FAN if you want to pull up a stool and join us.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Obviously, these games are as close to playoff hockey as you can get at this time of the year in the North Division against a really good team in Cleveland. So the pace and the intensity will be high, but this will be a good first test.
Amherst head coach Seth Appert, team taking the ice here just over an hour from now. Cleveland, the opponent, as he mentioned. You can hear the action on your proud home of Rochester Americans hockey here at the Fan Rochester just after 7 o'clock with Don Stevens on the call.
Yeah, it's St. John Fisher lacrosse tomorrow as the women taking on Nazareth at 11, men taking on Sage at 2. So kind of our Saturday afternoon kind of laid out here in the Fan.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. We've got play-in tournament action in the NBA this weekend. We've got the Stanley Cup playoffs getting underway this weekend. We got the Sabres. Yeah. No, we don't have the Sabres. No. But we'll be back on Monday to react to all of it, and we will be just that much closer to the NFL draft on Thursday.
Best time in the year?
One of them. Yeah. It's up there.
Yeah.
It's up there. It's a turning point for sure. We're looking forward to it. Now, when we're talking NFL draft, if you're out and about Thursday or Friday afternoon, join us as we take the show on the road. Day one of the NFL draft, our tradition has been Three Heads Brewing on Atlantic Avenue. We will be doing the show live from 3 until 6 at Three Heads in the neighborhood of the arts. We'll look for you there for day one of the NFL draft. Then a week from today, day two of the NFL draft, the show moves to Chi Lai, and we'll be at the tap room at Bill Gray's Chi Lai Ave location. Great prizes there. Doing the show live from 3 until 6. If you're a regular of the Sports Bar, you know the deal. We would love to see you.
We can share a cold one and maybe a win or two.
That's next week as the NFL draft is just days away.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic week next week. So hopefully you can make plans either Thursday or Friday or maybe even both to join us.
Thanks to Todd Walsh, Maddie Glab, a couple of great conversations earlier today. And if you missed either of them, find them in the free-to-download Odyssey app. JR Sport Brief next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.